Welcome back to the Superhero Lifestyle Podcast. I nearly forgot the name of the show, Robert. It's been so long since we've done an episode, but we're back. It's a new year, opportunity for us to jump in here and have much more conversations, and the goal being to help you, the listener, grow your business and live the life you want to live. So welcome back to a new year, Robert.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of those things where, you know, at the start of the year, whenever you're writing down, or nowadays you're typing in, and you always type in the previous year, you know, being 2021, and then you have got to go back and correct that, Stephen. But yes, it's great to be back, great to be talking, and, you know, it's going to be a cool episode to kind of get to the nuts and bolts of a few things.
Yeah, so we had a break over Christmas, which was important. 2021 was in many ways a really big year for our businesses. And interestingly, at the end of the year, it left a lot of burnout, tiredness. You know, we really did go and work very hard for our community last year. Obviously, we had various different businesses that were running at the same time. And so we took a nice break as we needed it. And we've kind of come back. We came back in the first week of January here, and it's been a very difficult start to the year. So we thought we'd come on, we talk a little bit about that and just share what's going on, because it's important to talk about this so that you know, as you go through your own journey at a different level, there's difficulties at different levels. And so let's give some perspective today on where we're at, how we're dealing with this, what our plan is. And the goal would be that you would take some of these ideas into your own life and apply them and see how they fit.
Yeah, and I think really there's a couple of big points there right out of the gate is we've been guilty of this, of making this mistake many times. And it's something that we've been addressing last year. Didn't get it right last year. We're going to, you know, go at it again. And make sure that it comes in, is this idea of, you know, whenever you are an entrepreneur, that you get one break during the year. You know, you work the whole way right through from January, the whole way right up to the day before Christmas, the nightmare before Christmas, you might say. And then, because you're absolutely burnt out by that stage, so your quality of work, you know, your input is very much at the lesser of what you can do. So for me, it's like putting in regular breaks during the year, because then, you know, your battery will go down and therefore you will need a charge. You know, at the end of the day, you're almost like a battery yourself. So you got to have that recharge period. Then whenever you come back and you're hitting it, you're going to hit it with a hell of a lot more quality. And I think too, on the second point, is that, you know, before you go off on a break, don't leave loose ends, right? Because first of all, it's not going to give you that good break, because you're going to be thinking about it. You know, you're going to have it in the back of your mind. You know, your sleep's going to be affected. Your rest days are going to be affected. And then whenever you do come back, you know, you're basically walking into a shitstorm, Steve. Pardon the French.
Yeah, no, I mean, even over Christmas, we had a thing, the bank had some issue and they were contacting you about it. And, you know, it was something I had to provide and all the rest. And like, I remember
my friends, the bank, Steve, my friends.
Yeah, good friends. But I just remember that day being like, I don't care what I have to do. I'm just going to get this done, so it's not hanging over me when I'm trying to recharge. Because I would be trying in that way. I wouldn't just be recharging. So we went that and got it sorted, you know, relatively quickly. But I got information back to you and all the rest, and that was kind of done then. You know, you can kind of put that to the side or whatever. And yeah, that's a really, really important point, you know, to not have things hanging over you. And so for us, we knew that at the start of this year, we were going to analyze last year very closely, because we had a big revenue year, you know, an 8-figure year in our business. But again, we made tons of mistakes last year that were, some of them were, you know, related to the likes of the pandemic and whatever, like things have happened in the world, even with freight costs and all the rest, which are pretty well documented now, that you we couldn't have predicted there would be a pandemic, right? And so we've had to make changes in that business in order to make that make sense, because you can't run a business if you're just losing money. And we all know that. So, you know, some of those changes are kind of continuing now into the new year, having to make some tough decisions as well in order to build things on for the future. And that's all part of running a business. And you won't have the same level of challenge we have right now, but whatever challenges you're going through, they likely feel the exact same as our challenges. And that's totally understandable. That's it. And I guess, like, what I'd like to talk about now is, well, from a mentality point of view, where do you go? And for me personally, I can say at the start of this year, I was feeling very like, oh my God, all these things, we've got to sort. This feels difficult or whatever. I was feeling kind of sorry for myself. And I listened to an audio and it was just talking about this whole idea of going through adversity. And the guy was basically, I think it was Tony Robbins actually, and he was just saying, you just got to attack that thing that's in your way. No matter how difficult it is, you just got to attack it and go at it with full. It's like, if this thing feels tough, you've got to go at it even tougher. You know, you've got to go at it with even more ferocity. And so that's what we're doing. We're really just tackling head on our challenges, and we're getting rid of them, and we're doing things that are difficult in order to get those challenges out of the way. And that's what you've got to do as well. You've got to tackle things head on and know that nobody's coming to save you. And that sounds whatever, but it's true. No one's going to do your push-ups for you. You've got to be the one to get in there, get that thing solved, move on, do the difficult things, ask the difficult questions, make the difficult calls, and you go from there, Robert.
Well, look, Steve, as the great philosopher Billy Ocean once said, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. And then that was repeated by another group of fantastic philosophers. I think it was the Backstreet Boys. Was it Backstreet Boys?
Boyzone.
There you go. Sorry, I thought it was Backstreet Boys. But getting back round to seriousness, it's that whole thing of, you know, there will be tough times. There will be adversity. But it will show you who you are and what way your business will react the way that you approach it. Right. So if you become that shrinking violet, if you become the victim, if you let that overwhelm hit you, then it's not going to look good. Right. And the results are not going to look good. Whereas if you analyze it and you take it on, and you really take it on and you embrace it almost to a point. Yeah. And we've talked about that thing before. You know, if you've got five things to do in the day, take the toughest one on first. It kind of sounds a wee bit counterproductive or counterintuitive, but once you've knocked that one out, at the time when you've got your most energy, which is the best time to tackle the tough one, and you see that you've got through that, the others will be a breeze. And the same thing happens here. When you get through this, you will be a different person. You will be made of more than what you were made of before, Steve.
Yeah, that's a great point when you get through this as well, because sometimes, and I mean, I'm not a mental health expert, just to obviously make a disclaimer on that, but there's terrible things happen in the world. You know, people, they feel like they can't deal with something anymore. And of course, you know, you guys know where I'm getting at. You can read between the lines the actions some people unfortunately take when they feel that way. But it's important just to know, no matter how difficult a situation may be for you, And for us at times, you are going to get through it. You are going to come out on the other side. Things will be fine. Will there be tears along the way? Will there be pain? In some cases, yes. But at the end of the day, you're going to come through it on the other side. And that's a really important perspective to hold, number one. I think number two, we've said it already. I'll just mention it again. You got to get on top of your challenges. Because if you allow a challenge to be bigger than you, to be bigger than your effort, then you will not be able to overcome that challenge simply because the challenge is too big. And that's something that you also must keep in mind at all times. No matter what challenge is put in front of you, I am big enough. to be able to overcome this thing. I can find the resources. I can find the people. I can find the things that I require to get there. And that's a great point. It's people as well, Robert, in many cases. Like you, it's not always about the how. Sometimes it's about the who. Who out there can help me with this situation? And I see a lot of new people coming into our community this year, Marketplace Superheroes, and people are excited. They want to get moving. And we always just say it like, you know, the best thing you can have at this point in time is another person, another who, to go along with you and help you along the way, and who's already done it, who can get you there a lot faster. And again, just for you, if you're listening, by the way, and you haven't spoken to us, you can go to mpshorigin.com, mpshorigin.com, and you can chat to our team and we can talk to you about the who. But anyway, that's a big point for me though, Robert, you know, the people, your mentality being bigger than the problem and the challenge.
Yeah. And look, whenever you're dealing with these challenges, and whenever you feel like you're dealing with them alone, those challenges can become 10, 20, 30 times bigger in your own head, because you feel like you're the only person, you're an island, all of those different things. And the beautiful thing about having a community and a team that's there to help is it is that idea of another set of eyes, another set of hands, talking through the problem that you're facing and or that adversity that you're facing. And 9 times out of 10, it's not as bad as what you've made out to be in your own head, because whenever you're with yourself and you're panicking and maybe you haven't been through that before, then all of a sudden it becomes Armageddon whenever you reach out to another person who's likely been through it before, or certainly something similar, can give that advice to you, can set you on a path, can give you tasks and an agenda. And, you know, having that coach there beside you, or that network team that every single person in our community has, it's vitally important. Because, you know, over the years, I've worked alone. Right. I've worked with other people who were not up to the same caliber as, say, yourself. And we are now working nearly 12 years, between 11 and 12 years together. And that's been fantastic. I can't speak for you, but certainly for myself, being able to share something that I'm seeing in our business and not make myself an island. At times it's hard because you feel like, oh, well, I'll deal with this alone. But the times whenever we've sat down, we've talked through the issues, and then we have formulated a plan, and then we've executed the plan, it's worked. We've got over that hump, that problem, and we then turn it round into an opportunity, which we talk about regularly. But it just happens all the time, Steve.
Oh, this is a great episode, as I'm sure you agree. I'm just going to take a couple of seconds of your time to invite you to check out mpshorigin.com. What is that? That is a link that you can check out to learn how to blow up your new or existing business on Amazon with our Marketplace Superheroes coaching team. This is the way that hundreds of our members have become successful from scratch with our help, with us in their corner. So mpshorigin.com, check it out now or after the show. And with that said, back to the show. Exactly. I think as well, you know, excuse me, a big point here is the desire that you've got to get to the end of something. Because again, I come back to, you guys know, I like breathing. I sometimes do some cold therapy.
I like breathing too, Steve. I find it very, very useful.
Most people don't do it properly, Robert. But anyway, that's for another podcast. But anyway, when I do these cold therapy things, there's times whenever I feel like, oh God, this shower is going to be just too cold. Oh, it's just, this is awful. Oh, I can't do it. And then whenever I just change my thinking on it and just go, what are you talking about? It's just a stupid shower. It's just cold water. It's only going to be for whatever, a minute or two. You can do it, just second by second, get into it. And you change your thinking. And so that, and it's a point of perspective. And that's a big thing as well in the world. And another person, like you give me perspective all the time, Robert, like, and I know I give you some perspective as well. And being on your own, there's this, it is an absolute myth of the solopreneur. okay, some people have started their business on their own, but you'll never grow a business to this humongous level entirely on your own in most business situations. And also, I would argue that growing it on your own, it's not very rewarding, you know, because you're just on your own growing this thing. And, you know, humans are designed to be social creatures. Am I saying go get a business partner today? Not necessarily, although it might be a good way to go for some of you. But the big thing is to involve community in some way in your journey, be that a coach, be that getting into our community, be it connecting with other community members. Perspective is important. But the other side of perspective that you have to understand is misery loves company as well, right? So if you are speaking to somebody who is not as, who's just at your own level of experience, right? And this doesn't go for just coaching, by the way. This just goes in general. They're the same level of experience that you're at, and you're both talking about it. It's very easy sometimes, Robert, to go, oh, isn't that awful? And then we call it the ain't it. Well, I don't call this, but it's the ain't it awful club. You know, oh, that's awful. That's terrible. You know, got to watch that.
Yeah, it's, oh, you do have to watch that. That's for sure. The thing about that is, and you've really got to, you do have to watch it. You got to try and identify that it's happening, because it's really easy to do that. Whereas whenever you've got somebody that has got more experience being through that, they will halt you in your tracks whenever you are thinking the wrong way, talking in a negative sort of tone. That's what you want from that perspective. And I think coming back around, you know, talking about being in company, like, who wants to go to a restaurant and have a meal by themselves? Who wants to go to a football match live and watch it by themselves? You know, so therefore, we're not saying get a business partner, but it's certainly involve others in your business, whether that's a coach, whether it's your spouse or your girlfriend, boyfriend, brother, sister, mom, dad, whatever it is, talking about it, because then you also will share the wins. You know, and having the wins inside business, they're really only wins whenever you're able to talk about them. And a lot of people out there, what they will turn as well against you, because they'll say all you do is talk about your business, and that's just jealousy creeping in there. But I'm also not saying that you shouldn't have time by yourself. You know, I love company. I love being around friends. I love being around family. I love sharing, you know, like watching football matches with friends, watching ice hockey with family, going out for meals with family and friends. But also I like some time to myself. It's about being able to have as many different things, because, you know, whenever you have a little bit of that isolation, and isolation's not an awful word, you can form your own perspective. You've got time, you've got clarity of thought, you can have a notepad with you, you can open up a book, you can learn something, and then you can start to apply it to your business. So, I mean, it's multifaceted, but what I'm really saying is involve others in every modicum of your business, especially whenever things get tough, because those people will help.
Exactly. So look, if you're going through a tough time right now, there's always room to come and chat to ourselves. You can go to the link I called out earlier, mpshorigin.com, or you can go to mpshsuccess.com. That's just going to our success team. The other one goes directly into our origin area, where you can learn more about our coaching program. So for coaching, mpshorigin.com, and just for a general chat with our team, mpshsuccess.com. We're here for you. We want to help you succeed. And our own challenges that we're going through will be on the other side of these pretty soon, which will be great. And then the rest of the year, then we can just focus on the thriving part, you know? So hope this helped you today. Thank you so much for listening. And if you haven't been watching our YouTube videos, make sure you go over there and check them out as well. We've got lots of good stuff coming there. So that's it from me, Robert. Any last words? You can finish this out.
Yeah, no, 100%, Steve. Only what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to go and buy myself a Billy Ocean CD so that I've got some more topics to talk about on the next podcast, dude.
Or just listen to Spotify. Whichever you want.